just things for me.
Hello, podcast legends. My name is Ben Greenwood. I am the off-road performance coach. This podcast is to share with you how we do things at Race Ready Off-Road Coaching. Today, we're going to talk about pre-season training. Before we get into that, I just want to clarify something off of the back of the concussion podcast episode that came out earlier this week with Al. Some people got their knickers in a knot. I knew a few people might get triggered with the helmets thing, but not to the extent that actually went down on a couple of the posts I put up on Instagram. If you're on my email list, you will have received that email yesterday where I kind of clarified things. For those of you who aren't, I just wanted to be really clear on the message that Al is trying to put out there, and which I fully support. Is like he's not saying don't wear a good helmet. He's not saying like wear an ice cream container as a helmet. He's not saying just walk it off, you pussy, fucking get back out there and keep riding. That's not what he's saying. Like, he's trying to help people be more protected and lower their risk of brain injury. So all he's saying is, in all of the research that he has conducted in 30 years, almost three decades of researching, of devoting his life to this exact topic, none of that research has indicated that a more expensive helmet or a helmet with better technology can change how our brain impacts the inside of our skull in a scenario, as an example, where we go from 50 kilometers an hour to zero. Instantly, in a millisecond. Now, the better helmet can potentially protect our skull, but that's what we're not. That's the difference here, is our skull being protected by the helmet is different to our brain being protected by our skull. If you can, like, pardon the pun, but if you can wrap your head around that, like, obviously, if our skull is fractured and our skull caves in, then we're going to suffer more brain injury. That's not what Al is talking about. He's talking about everything before that, before we have an impact that is bad enough to fracture our skull. Everything up to that, our brain is still hitting the inside of our skull. That is what causes the concussion. So no matter how good a helmet you've got on, that is still happening. And all he is saying is, in the research that he has done, there is little to no difference. If there is any difference, it is that minuscule that it doesn't make any difference to the severity of the concussion. So all his message is, just be careful. The message is, buy the good helmet. Like, I've got a $1,000 helmet. I'm not saying buy a shit one. I'm saying, we're like, the message is, buy the good helmet. Buy the best helmet that your money can afford. There is definitely advantages to buying a better helmet. However, please be aware that just because you have a better helmet on, just because you weren't knocked out, just because there's not a mark on the helmet, does not mean you haven't suffered a concussion. And that concussion can get a lot worse in the hours after the impact. So just because you feel, oh, I feel okay, well, it could get a lot worse. And if it does get a lot worse and you're back out there on your dirt bike, well, you don't need me to tell you that that's going to be a bad situation. So that's all he is trying to say. He's trying to help people avoid that situation. So just be careful. Just play it safe. Say, okay, I hit my head today. I'm done. I'm out. Pack it up. I'm going to wait 7 days till I ride my bike in. I'm just going to see how I feel. If I feel completely fine in 3 days, then maybe I'm good to go. But maybe I wake up tomorrow, or maybe in a couple of hours, I feel like shit and I actually go downhill. That's all he's saying, is just be careful. Please be careful. That is it. There were some people on the Instagram, like, saying some really rude shit, calling us names and all sorts of stuff. So, yeah, it was just a bit full on. Anyway, let's put that behind us. We're going to get into the episode today. Preseason training. What should I change? That is probably the biggest question I get at this time of year from people is, okay, it's the preseason. What do I need to change in my training? So hopefully by the end of this podcast, you will be able to answer that question for yourself. So the most important thing, obviously in preseason, the first thing that people think is, okay, I've got to do more volume. So the overarching premise at any time of year when we're training is when we increase our training volume, that needs to be met with an increase in nutritional intake and obviously adequate sleep, stress management, everything that else that goes with it. We can't just increase the stress coming in via more hours of training without increasing everything that supports that. So you just need to be aware of that. When training volume goes up, nutritional intake needs to, like, that's the biggest one, obviously. Nutrition's obviously the biggest one that needs to support it. And then obviously just not skimping on your sleep. Like, if you're going to add a few hours of training in a week or more, then, like, you want to be making sure your sleep schedule is dialed. So that's number one. Then, like, at this time of year, pro races potentially do have more time to train. So I think this is where, like, people look at what pros are doing at this time of year and think, okay, I've got to do the same. They're all out there doing their long cycles, or they're doing like multiple training sessions a day. So it's easy to look at that and say, okay, that's what I've got to do. But again, like, 99.9% of you listening to this podcast aren't in that situation. So potentially for a pro racer who races every other weekend through the season, at this time of year, when they're not racing, they're not traveling, there is potential for them to definitely increase their training volume. So they've got more time, less going on, I suppose, in those other areas with travel and racing, less stress, all of those things. So that allows them to potentially increase their training volume when they're just at home and they're just doing their motos, training, rinse, repeat. So they can definitely tolerate some increased training volume. But again, like, if we come back to point one, they're not just throwing caution to the wind and training more. They're obviously supporting that with nutrition, recovery, sleep, all of those things that go with it. So that's super important to understand, because what I see, like, obviously I've got a handful of clients who are in that situation, and at this time of year they can most definitely increase their training volume and get more work done. The average person, which again will be 99% of you listening to this podcast, this time of year you've potentially got less hours to train, or I should say you've got more stress going on in other areas of your life. If you're running your own business, or you're an employee where you're like, maybe you're a leading hand or a supervisor or whatever that looks, or even you're just a laborer. Like, everyone knows this time of year, like coming up to Christmas, everyone wants shit done yesterday. So to expect that you're going to have more time to train, or to just try and train more when you're working 12-hour days, 15-hour days, working weekends, probably not a reality. Or if you just do try and pile in more training volume, it's potentially not going to be a very good outcome. Because again, when we come back to point one, more training volume needs to be met with more recovery, which is nutrition, adequate sleep, stress management, etc. So it's just being aware of that. And if you are in that situation where you are under the pump at work, you potentially don't have more time to train, it just comes back to this it always just comes back to training the required qualities that we need to support the demands of racing dirt bikes, which is strength, power, endurance, which is our aerobic engine, and mobility. So we're always training those four things year round. We never turn one of them off. It's just like a fader. Like we might turn one up or turn one down a little bit, but we're training them, all those qualities, all of the year, throughout the year, no matter what. We never ever switch one of them off. We just adjust them. So again, for you listening to this, that in this preseason time, it really just comes down to how many hours do you have available to train each week? How can you split those hours across your training week to not just address all of those training qualities, but to level up your biggest weakness? Because your progress will come by addressing your biggest weakness, whatever that might be. It might be skills on the bike. It might be your aerobic engine. It might be your strength. They're just three sort of common ones. So your progress will come from leveling up your biggest weakness, figuring out which thing is your biggest weakness and leveling that up whilst still training all of the other qualities each week. Just because you've say, okay, my aerobic engine's my weakness, so I'm just going to forget everything else and I'm just going to do cardio every day for the preseason, that's probably not going to be a great outcome. You're going to have an awesome aerobic engine, but you're probably going to get injured and your skills on the bike will be shit. So like that's obviously an extreme example. No one's actually going to do that. Hopefully you're not actually going to do that, but that's just an example. So it's figuring out what your biggest weakness is, adjusting your weekly training volume to maybe be skewed slightly towards that. So you do a little bit of extra volume on that area that is your biggest weakness, whilst still maintaining the level of all those other qualities. So you're still training all the other qualities and you're devoting a little bit more of your training time to your biggest weakness. That really doesn't change. Just like that's how you progress any time of the year. It doesn't really change in the preseason. You don't have to do more volume of one particular thing in the preseason if that one thing is not your biggest weakness. That's my biggest tip. If you're increasing the volume of something you're already good at and not training enough of something that you're not good at, you're probably not going to get that much better on your dirt bike. So we want to always be looking to level up our biggest weakness. And if our training is working, that's probably going to change. Like every few months, if we're leveling up our biggest weakness, then we can probably trim that volume back a little bit and maybe increase another one a little bit more. And that's, we're always going to be getting feedback of where we're at, how we're progressing, and we change that throughout the season. So that's my biggest message for the preseason is don't just do extra volume on a particular thing just because it's the preseason or just because you see all these pro guys doing it. Figure out what your biggest weakness is and level that area up whilst also training the other required qualities every single week. Like I say, that's the biggest tip I can give people is train all the qualities all year round. All we do is manipulate the volume and the intensity of each of them depending on the time of season and how we're either building or recovering, peaking for race season, etc. So the easiest way to tell what your biggest weakness is do an assessment. Get a notepad out, write down, and hopefully, like if you're really on the ball with this, you'll actually have already have done this. Because that's a simple tool that you can do is every time you have a race, if you've got a little journal or an Excel doc on your computer, if you're into doing it digitally, or notes on your iPhone, open up the notes section. After every race, write down three or four things that went well, three or four positives or areas you felt strong in because you want to keep doing them. You want to make sure you keep doing those things. And then three or four areas that you felt like you struggled. Where did you feel weak? Where did you feel like you struggled? What was holding you back at the end of the race when you were trying to push and you couldn't catch that rider in front of you? If you do that for all of the races that you raced this year, you should be able to go back through and there'll be patterns. It's pretty easy to identify what your weaknesses are. Figure out what they are. Figure out where you struggled this year in the races that you've done. And that's what you want to be working on. It's that simple. That's your lowest hanging fruit. Improve those areas. That's what I want to do this preseason, is improve those areas that I struggled in this year in the races that I competed in, while still training all the qualities. Like I say, we don't just devote 10 hours a week to the weakness and forget the rest, because the rest will become a weakness very quickly. We want to make sure we're still training all the qualities whilst figuring out how to improve our biggest weakness. So that's the easiest way. If you're not sure what they are, just do that. Get the notepad out, write it down. It's right there in front of your own eyes. You can see it. Then, again, like I said, we don't leave anything off the table. We figure out what the weakness is, skew the volume towards training that. However, we don't leave anything else off. We don't, just because, like, that's one of the biggest things I hear from people is, like, they only train strength in the off season or the preseason. They do this, like, block of strength training and then they don't do it throughout the year. I'm like, what? That's insane to me, because one, your strength after about 4 weeks, your strength is going to diminish. And then obviously the other reason, which I'm going to bang on it, I'm up on my soapbox again, I'm banging on about it again, but the other reason we train in the gym and lift weights is to build resilience in the joints and build good quality connective tissue. So as soon as you stop providing that stimulus, that starts to go backwards. So if you're going to just not train strength for 6 months of the year while you're racing, guess what? Your chance of injury is going to be elevated towards the end of the season, without doubt. So, like I say, it's training all the qualities all of the time, but adjusting the volume, or spreading the volume, I should say, based on leveling up your biggest weakness. And then just figuring out how much time you can train each week. If that's more at this time of the year, then awesome. Obviously, we're going to progress quicker by increasing our training volume. As, again, come back to point one, as long as we support that. So if you can train more in the preseason, by all means, do it. Just work on splitting that volume so it's balanced out to be addressing your biggest limiting factor whilst training all the other qualities at the same time. So if you need to figure out how to do that, I'm working on a free PDF, which is going to be a free, a downloadable PDF for free, which will be a weekly training template. So I'm actually in the process of restructuring the Arm Pump Eliminator program. So currently, or in the past, it has been like an upper body only program. So I'm just going to change it around so it is a full body program. It's going to include all of the stuff from the Arm Pump Eliminator program in terms of all the upper body strength and mobility training, all the scapular rib cage core training and mobility exercises that are really good for mobilizing the scaps, rib cage, and upper body to improving our ability to move and relax through the upper body. It's also just going to include, the workouts are going to be full body. So it's not just going to be an upper body program. It's going to be a full body strength program and conditioning. And I'm going to have a free weekly template of that, that you can download to see how we structure our training week. So it's going to be 1 week of programming. It's going to have the actual programming in there for all of the workouts, sets, reps, exercise demos, everything. Like, I guarantee you, like, if you just followed that program that same week for 3 months or 6 months, you would be a beast by the end of it. So that's going to be up. You're going to be able to download that for free in the next couple of weeks. And it will also have a little bit of a guide in there how you can manipulate and change the weekly schedule around to suit your own biggest weaknesses, to suit your limiting factor. So just because you can train more doesn't necessarily mean you do a heap of different workouts. You don't get to do like 25 different exercises just because you can train more. You just get to do more volume. That's all it is. When you can train more, you just do more volume of the same thing. And when you do more volume of the same thing, you get better quicker because you're doing more volume. Instead of waiting 7 days to do that workout again, you might only wait 4 days, so you get better quicker. So there'll be a bit of a guide in this free PDF of how you can adjust the days according to your schedule and the hours you have available to train, obviously, and your biggest weakness. If your aerobic engine is your biggest weakness, then you can add in some of the conditioning sessions and the aerobic base sessions. If strength is your biggest weakness, then you can repeat some of the strength days. If mobility is your biggest weakness, there'll be the mobility part of the sessions in there that you can repeat across your training week. Pretty simple stuff, but it will all be laid out in a guide there for you. So you can see how we actually do it and how we incorporate all these qualities, strength, power with our plyometric training, our endurance, aerobic engine, obviously, and of course the mobility, which is a big part of what we do. So that'll all be in there for you to download soon. Hoping to have that out in the next couple of weeks, definitely before Christmas. And yeah, that's it. I'm working on getting my website live today for pre-order for merchandise. If anyone's keen on that, I've got my new Race Ready logo with the barbell. I've got the deadlifts one and a Motorhead, a off-road performance coach Motorhead graphic that one of my buddies did up, who's a tattoo artist. Shout out to Benny McGill. He did that for me. I love it. So we got them on tees and hoodies. I'm going to do a pre-order. So I'm looking to have that live today. Hopefully I'll put it up on my Instagram. So I'm going to do a pre-order. It'll be open for 7 days. You can do a pre-order. Going to get them all printed off in a bulk order, and I'll have them out express posted by the second week of December is the goal. So if you're into that, if you want to rep a Race Ready, a deadlifts, or a Motorhead logo hoodie to spread the love, you'll be able to get on that on the website. So yeah, that's about it for today. I hope there was a little bit of value in there. If you got any questions about any of that stuff that we covered, send me a DM on Insta or an email. Otherwise, thank you. I appreciate you as always. And we will see you on the next podcast episode next week. Have another guest on and another solo episode next week. So thank you again, and we'll see you on the next one.